It's anything that grows along the creeks around here?
Yes, things grow along the creeks around here.
What would that be?
Different kind of berries, vines, no.
But you don't have any of those bushes like mountain laurel or laurel or
no.
Put it in
no.
Well, what kind of little insects do you have around here?
Well, the boll weevil for cotton now. That's a cotton plant. And then I reckon that's about all you call. You'd have louse hit your cotton. Louse hit your cotton and maybe kill it.
But what is a louse?
Louse is some kind of insect that covers the leaves on your cotton, attacks it, and sucks the vitamins out of it, or moisture out of it, and dries it up.
Is any kind of insect that might just bite you, sting you, or something?
You talking about a flea or something like that?
Like if you were to open up your windows in the summertime and take the screens off,
yeah.
What kind of insects would come in here?
Flies.
Anything else?
Bumblebees may come in, but wasp might come in.
So tell me about that.
Well, that's a little red flower or red animal with wings on it. It can fly and light, and it'll sting you. If you attack it, it'll sting you. They make nests up in the top of the roof or something like that on a tree or something. They make wasp nests, and the whole little wasp was born is in a nest. You know, they come out 40, 50 in a package, and they make, that's called a wasp bunch of wasps. And they'll attack you and sting you if you go to fight them.
Any other kind? Like anything that'll just, a little thing that just fly around so small you can hardly see it, that'll sting you?
Bumblebee.
Well, they used to give malaria, cause malaria, like a mosquito.
Mosquito, oh yeah, mosquito.
You got those around here?
Yeah, you got mosquitoes around here.
Anything around here that eats mosquitoes? Any kind of other insect?
Not that I know of.
Like those long, thin-bodied insects that look like have long wings and fly around over ponds and stuff?
I don't know now whether they eat fleas or not. I never have heard of anything eating a flea.
Eating mosquitoes, huh?
Oh, mosquitoes. I never have heard of it. You pardon them for mosquitoes, though, in your house, you know. They get rid of them. They'll come in your house when your windows open and doors open. They'll come in your house. The mosquitoes will.
Well, what about a mosquito hawk or something like that? You ever hear something like that?
No, never have heard anything about that.
Dragonfly?
Never have.
Ever hear of a devil's darning needle? Do you have any of those?
Darning needle.
What's that?
Well, that's a needle with a thread in it, and you darn, sew and make flowers out of it, or something on cloth, or whatever you want to. Darn it up.
Have you ever heard of an insect called that?
No, never have heard of an insect called that.
What about those things that fly around and light on and off in the after dark? You can see them flashing?
Lightning bugs.
You have those?
Yeah, we have those lightning bugs.
And do you have any of those things that will fly around your light at night and try to get into it? Burn themselves?
Yeah, bugs. We call them light bugs.
And, what about the kind that get into your clothes and eat holes in your clothes? You got any of those?
No, I don't have them. At least I don't.
Have you ever seen any of
that? Never have.
What about any kind of moth? Any kind of moth or anything?
Moth? Oh, yeah, I've heard of moth.
What is that?
That's some kind of animal or insect that eats your clothes up in the summertime when you don't hang them up in some kind of moth-proof storage plant. Now they got that, you know, hang up for the winter.
Do you have any trouble with those?
We have trouble with them eating up our clothes.